Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. As we launch into the third hour of the program here, 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And we've got a different kind of a story here, a positive story. Daryl, you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, so this story happened about a week ago. The story here comes from KFOR News 4 in Oklahoma. The story is out of War Acres, Oklahoma. A Metro restaurant is opening their doors to someone many turn away. The owner of PB Jams in War Acres recently noticed someone had been rummaging through their trash, specifically food containers. She says it broke her heart to know someone was so down on their luck that they would be digging through her trash. So, rather than ignore it, she decided to help the person out. Ashley Geron, the owner of PB Jams, said, "Last week I noticed some bags when I had taken out the trash were torn open. Some of the food was taken out." She simply could not ignore what she saw. She says, "It really hurt me that someone had to do that." So she put a sign on the dumpster and at the front door telling whomever was eating from her trash that they are a human being and worth more than a meal from a dumpster. The sign goes on to say that the person is welcome to come in to the sandwich shop for a meal free of charge, no questions asked. She says, "I will not take down the sign until they come in."
Wow.
She says that she knows that pride may keep the person away. However, she is hoping that they will take her up on the offer.
I mean, how proud can you be if you're digging through a dumpster?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I can understand the claim that the person may not want to be known as far as who they are, and so they won't want to come in and announce it to the staff of the restaurant. But, you know, how unlikely is it that they're going to be seen back there? I mean, they're likely somebody's going to spot them in that dumpster, and then there's a chance.
Not necessarily, because a lot of people, and I've learned a lot about hobos.
About dumpster diving.
Because I published a book about hobos.
Right.
It was written by a friend of mine who was a hobo for 4 years.
This is your newest book, right?
Yes. The book is titled How to Be a Hobo.
Right.
And it talks about some of the ways to get food, and dumpster diving is one. And generally, if you're going to dumpster dive, you're going to wait until it's dark and there's no one around. You're not dumpster diving in the middle of the day.
Really? Okay.
You're going to dumpster dive at night.
Is that because it's illegal or just because they don't want to be seen?
Mostly because it's illegal.
Is it?
Yes. Because it's trespassing.
That's not true everywhere, right? Like if you put your, in some places, if you put your garbage out by the curb, it is now sort of public property. New Hampshire's not that way.
In a lot of places, they'll have the dumpster sort of enclosed,
right,
to where people can't just get into it. And if you're digging in one of those dumpsters, you're definitely trespassing. Hmm. It's definitely illegal. So, yeah, if it's one of these things to where the dumpster is in plain sight in a back alley somewhere, mm-hmm, then, you know, better chance you'll get away with it. But it's not because people don't necessarily want to be seen, because a lot of times you'll see people with signs,
sure,
saying, you know, like, give me money,
hungry,
or I'm hungry, we'll work for food, whatever.
I want beer.
And I've actually seen that sign as well.
Yeah, I'll give them credit for being honest.
Yeah.
And
why lie? I want a beer.
One thing that was written in the book by Brooke was there are some restaurants where you can go in and ask for the hobo special.
Really?
What?
And they will give you, because
get you some scraps or something.
McDonald's, Wendy's, other fast food places, if someone gets the wrong burger, like, mm-hmm, say you go in, you get a burger, you ask for, you know, extra pickles and no onions.
And they screw it up.
And they screw it up. They have to throw that away.
Right.
If a hobo comes in, or some other bum, because there is a difference between a hobo and a bum, I'll explain that in a second.
Yeah, I want to hear that one. Yeah.
But if one of those people comes in and says, do you have a hobo special, they will give them that burger that you just gave back because it wasn't what you ordered.
And are you saying that a place like McDonald's, like one of those big chains, will do that? Or is it more of like a mom and
pop
will. Thing?
Sometimes mom and pop.
Certain franchises.
Mexican restaurants generally are better about that because Mexicans are big on family.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Chinese restaurants will run you off.
Oh.
Even though.
They're pretty big.
The buffets, they are, but they're big on people taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
They don't take care of bums.
Hmm.
So if you go, even though, you know, Chinese buffets throw out more food than any other restaurant you can think of, they will run you off. Something else that she said is a lot of times a Subway worker will
have Subway sandwiches.
Subway sandwich will say, take out the trash, sweep the floors, I'll give you my shift meal.
Wow.
Because Subway workers get one free sandwich per shift.
Okay.
If you've worked there long enough, you don't want to eat the sandwich because you're tired of the food.
Sure.
Right.
So sometimes somebody that works at a Subway restaurant will give their food to a bum or a hobo. And
you learn all of this in her book.
Yes.
Which is called what?
How to Be a Hobo.
And it's available at fpp.cc as well.
Also available
books.
Amazon, all major bookstores, nice. And soon it will be available as an audiobook.
So, just reading it.
Angel Clark did the narration.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So the difference between a hobo and a bum.
Yeah.
Hobos travel around.
I see.
Hobos don't stay in the same place.
All right.
A bum will stay in the same place for a long time.
As long as possible. Kind of.
As long as possible.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of times people will just see somebody that's homeless and say, oh, he's a hobo. But an actual hobo will get offended if they hear you call a bum a hobo.
Is the hobo, do they feel as though they are better than the bums?
Not necessarily better, but different.
It's just a different word. Come on.
That's interesting.
Because, you know, they're both homeless.
Are they both likely to be alcoholics and have drug problems?
That she didn't really get into, but she does talk about drug use and alcohol. And the generosity of people. Because a lot of times, people don't want to see somebody living on the streets.
Sure.
She writes about, I forget where she was, but she's sitting outside of a restaurant playing her ukulele, and somebody comes and like, what are you doing here? Well, I'm waiting on food and, you know, trying to make some money, and just went home and brought a bunch of stuff and like, here's a tent and here's some blankets and here's extra clothes and this. And she said it took her 4 trips to take it all to the pawn shop across the street to get rid of it because she didn't want things.
Yeah, you can't use that stuff.
There are some hobos that are gearless.
Yeah.
Meaning that they have nothing other than, they might have, you know, like a multi-tool.
Sleep in hand, that kind of
thing. A toothbrush.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Or have everything just consistently packed into a backpack, and they can't take
it. Those are not gearless. The people that are gearless, all they have is maybe a toothbrush and a multi-tool.
Interesting.
Right. And that's all they want. They don't want to have things, because things tie you down.
They certainly do.
Things slow you down.
They're a burden in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
We all have way too many things in our lives. I mean, I think I feel comfortable making that statement. we're not hoarders necessarily, but that's the direction things take you, right? Like, you can go from totally simplified, like these gearless hobos who have next to nothing, all the way up to the hoarder who has one of everything, if not 100 of everything, including pieces of garbage in their home. Most of us want to find a happy medium between the two extremes.
Yes.
But I have a lot more appreciation for the people who can live with nothing than I do for the people who just accumulate, and accumulate.
Have you even seen an episode of Hoarders?
Oh, my God, yes.
Does
one
it
of my
make you just want
shows.
To just scrub
want to
down
clean.
Your house?
Yeah. Does it do the same for you?
Yes. I'm just like, okay.
I've never
seen
it. Get out of here. Now, you must have met a pack rat or a hoarder at some point in your life.
absolutely,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you've seen it in real life.
When my grandmother would clean her house, she would move piles of stuff from one room to another.
Oh, of course.
So sad. Yeah, you got to see Hoarders. I mean, if you like good kind of documentary-style reality TV shows, this really gets into the realm of disgusting and horrifying and hilarious, sort of sadly hilarious all at the same time, because it is a serious illness. 855 453, more coming up on Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. And join us on the radio waves. Maybe you've been a hobo. Maybe you've been a bum. Maybe you still are. Because, you know, we'd love to talk to you. Daryl, you've got a book. It's How to Be a Hobo.
How to Be a Hobo, written by Brooke Willett.
Also known as Brooke Kelly.
Known to many in the Liberty community as Brooke Kelly.
She was the girl with a fairy wing.
The Truth Fairy.
Yeah.
The Truth Fairy?
Yes.
Okay.
You can actually see Brooke if you Google for re-elect Pam Slack. If you look for those videos on YouTube, Brooke is actually in those videos. So she's been here in Keene. She's visited Keene. She's visited New Hampshire, been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And then after a little while, she disappeared off the map. And apparently that was the time in her life where she was being a hobo.
There were 4 years that she was on the road. 2 of those years, she had no social media, no cell phone, basically no contact.
The first two or the last two?
The last two.
So she totally immersed herself in this,
yes,
in this world, into this community.
Got rid of her car, started hopping freight. She talks about hopping freight and riding freight trains. You know, some of the things, if you're going to do it, things that you need to know. And she says, like, you know, don't take this as any kind of manual to tell you how to do it. Don't go jump on a freight train because you read this book.
Yeah.
Don't give up your entire life to go live on the streets because you read this book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's basically, it's her memoirs of those years as a hobo.
So she doesn't really recommend it?
No, she doesn't recommend it to anyone, okay, unless their situation is so dire that they are thrust into the position.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say that being a hobo is a very glamorous position, but I mean, what can you do when you're thrust in those kinds of circumstances?
Well, some people choose it. I mean, some people do. Right. Some people are thrust into circumstances. They lost their house, they lost their job, you know.
If something happens, but choosing to do it, I mean,
some people choose it because they want to get rid of the trappings of life. They want they want to escape from the responsibilities of things like rent and all these obligations that people have when you are, you know, transient like that. Your life is a completely different thing. I mean, you don't have the same responsibilities. In fact, you could argue you don't have any responsibilities at all. I mean, I'm sure you could probably find some, like if, you know, hobos agree to one another to do certain things or to help each other out, I imagine there are individual kind of responsibilities. But the classic responsibilities that we're used to, like paying bills or showing
up to work.
To work on time, you know, a hobo could take temporary positions, I imagine.
Yes, and she even talks about some of that, mm-hmm, such as there's something called woofing, which is the World Organic Something Farming. So basically, well, that would be something different.
Yeah, okay.
But she does talk about that, to where, you know, like during trim season,
you go and work,
you could go work on a pot farm, trimming stuff. But the woofing is where you take basically a short-term job working for a farmer.
So like harvesting in the field.
Harvesting, like tilling, planting, whatever
day
time
labor
of year.
Yeah.
Day labor sort of stuff, but the woofing is a little bit more long-term commitment than just a day.
So it would be, gotcha, from, say, the start of the farming season to the end then?
Yeah. Possibly, or okay, it could just be planting season or harvest season.
And usually, gotcha, in return for the work, you get a place to stay and some small stipend, right?
You might get a small stipend. You might just get a place to stay and fed.
Okay.
And a place to shower.
Right.
There's also some RV parks where you can agree to basically check in guests in exchange for a free night.
Not bad.
And there's other things, and she talks a little bit about some of those.
It reminds me, and I know I've said this before, so I'll keep the comment short, but it reminds me of Peace Pilgrim, kind of her experience, where Peace Pilgrim made the choice to go on the road and took only a toothbrush. She had an apron or a smock of some sort with like a couple pockets on it. And she had a toothbrush and a few little pamphlets that had her philosophy, which was very based on simplicity. I don't know if she was a Quaker. I don't recall, but she had some sort of Quaker-esque religion. And she walked literally across the country for decades, like for 20 or 30 years.
Wow.
And she, because she didn't have anything with her, she was not expecting necessarily, but it would happen so consistently that everything that she had as far as feeding herself came from the generosity of other people. Mm. So every food, every meal she ever ate while she was on the road, every roof under which she ever slept was donated to her by the people who came across her, just the people that she met naturally by walking across the country were the people who sustained her. And she never had to ask, right? Like, it was just something where people would offer her a meal or they'd offer her a place to stay. And of all of the years that she spent doing that, she said it was only a handful of times where she ever had to, you know, like, curl underneath an overpass or something like that. That almost every night she had a roof over her head and she had food in her belly just from the kindness of people. It's an amazing story.
Yep. So there's a little bit more to the story out of Oklahoma.
This is where the restaurateur offered a free meal to the homeless, whoever it was dumpster diving.
Yes. She put a sign up on the dumpster and one on the front door of the restaurant. She says, I think we've all been in the position where we needed someone's help and we just needed someone to extend that hand. And if I can be that one person to extend that hand to another human, I will definitely do it. The restaurant has only been open for a few months, and she says, despite that, last week was the first time she ever noticed that someone had gone through the trash. Now, let me read the letter.
Okay.
It says, to the person going through our trash for their next meal, you're a human being and worth more than a meal from a dumpster. Please come in during operating hours for a classic PB&J, fresh veggies, and a cup of water at no charge. No questions asked.
That's awesome. And isn't the name of the place PB something or other?
PB and Jam.
Okay, yeah. So when
or PB Jam.
Right, when I heard the name of the place, I thought they sell peanut butter and jelly.
Yes.
It sounds like they do. Or in this case, give it away.
If you're homeless or if you claim to be.
Right.
So the question that I have about this,
would
you patronize a restaurant that had a sign that said, we will feed homeless for free?
Sure, why not?
Well, there are some people that wouldn't because they don't want to be around homeless people.
Right.
Because they think that they are better than homeless people.
I said I would have no problem visiting a facility like that. I think that's great that she's going out of her way. No one's forcing her to do that. She feels sorry for the person and she understands what it's like to be in a terrible, maybe not.
Or at the very least, she doesn't want to be in that situation.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
she empathizes. She might not be able to sympathize, but she empathizes.
Yeah. And you're going to keep the snooty people out, right? So if it's a bunch of people who are like, I don't want to eat any of the homeless.
Well, I don't think snooty people are really going to go to
a PB&J place.
Place to begin with. But
yeah, gourmet PB&J probably isn't going to fly in the snooty community.
Probably not.
But do you think that more restaurants should publicize this sort of thing?
Publicize as in a sign on the dumpster or as in beyond that?
Like sign on the dumpster saying, you know, or sign on the front door because she's got one in both places.
Yeah.
Saying, if you're eating out of my trash, come in, I'll give you a meal.
That seems like the most appropriate thing to do. I mean, that's the way to reach the person or the people in this case. Putting a TV ad out wouldn't really do anything.
Right.
Toot her own horn. We're coming up here. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You may dial toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on the restaurateur who is inviting homeless people, hungry people, whoever it was that was digging through her dumpster, or whoever was willing to claim they are hungry and were digging through the dumpster, to a free meal, a free peanut butter and jelly sandwich, some veggies, and what was the drink?
Glass of water.
Glass of water.
No questions asked.
Right. Pretty awesome deal. Your question, though, Daryl, was you, the listener, how do you feel about this as a potential customer or customer of that business? Would that, you know, make you less or more likely to patronize the business? You have no opinion about it. How does it make you feel? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. But first, I want to tell you about ProXPN. It is a great way to protect your privacy online. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL, download their software for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android devices, even Linux. And once you connect to ProXPN, your internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing online. They're probably saving your surfing history right now, maybe even selling that information, or perhaps giving it away to governments. You can stop that from happening by encrypting your data through ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. And when you're ready to sign up for their premium account and get access to unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world, private torrenting ability, plus get past regionally blocked websites. Use code FTL50 to save 50% off the price of their annual account. That's code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL. It's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So pretty cool stuff. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and don't forget code FTL50. Let's go to Steve, listening in St. Louis. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Daryl.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had something to add. You were talking about dumpster divers. I worked for the last, 12 years, and I would hire homeless people. So I've been in and out of every single homeless shelter, within the Midwest, almost all of it. And I hired this guy one time, and they were holding signs, basically, for going out of business sales.
Mm-hmm.
And, my responsibility was to hire them and get them to hold signs.
An easy job.
Yeah, easy.
Unless it's freezing cold or super hot. But otherwise, it's pretty simple. Exactly. It's a simple job, I guess I should say. I don't envy the people with those jobs because at least in New England, it looks awful during the wintertime.
And depending on, if these were bums or hobos, they might be used to standing out holding a sign anyway.
Sure. Yeah.
It's something that they're doing, and they're getting paid for doing what they would normally do. They're just holding a different sign.
All they have to do is show up on time. So, Steve, what was your experience?
So, I have to keep an eye on them because I'm managing them, and this guy's gone from his post. So I'm looking for him, looking around, checking all the different restaurants and everything, and I drive around this back of this restaurant, and the guy, he pops up, and he's literally in the back of a dumpster.
Is he in? No, just a question. A lot of these sign holders will be in a costume of some sort, so there's up here, there's this. No? Okay, so he's just in his regular clothes. I was going to say, it looked really bad if he was in the work costume.
Oh, yeah, that'd be terrible.
Up here, there's a business called Liberty Tax Service.
They're nationwide, Ian.
Okay. Well, anyway, I've noticed them up here, and they have a Statue of Liberty costume that they have someone wear on the side of the road, and I just thought it'd be funny if somebody was wearing that while digging through a dumpster.
Yeah, we have those as well here.
Gotcha.
St. Louis. Yeah.
All right, so you caught him in the dumpster.
This guy just popped out of the dumpster. I'm driving around looking for him, and he just popped out of the dumpster eating something.
And he was on a lunch break.
What are you doing? Get back out there. Why?
So what did he say? What did he have to say for himself?
He was like, I was just hungry. I'm like, damn, dude. I'll buy you something. I'll buy you lunch. All you have to do is ask.
Well, and was that one of those situations where it was like he was too proud to ask for help, but not too proud to crawl in a dumpster?
I guess so.
Thanks for sharing your story tonight, Steve. Anything else you want to share?
No problem.
Appreciate the call.
No, that's about it.
All right. Thanks for making the call. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You may join us here. Maybe you've had experience hiring homeless people. My mom runs a thrift store in Florida, and she works in downtown Sarasota.
Oh.
And she encounters her share of homeless people, not just who want to come in and use the bathroom, which, of course, is closed off to homeless people unless they're actual paying customers of the store, because the homeless guys will go in and pee all over the place. And that's the reason they closed the bathroom to non-customers, and that was done years ago. But she has hired a lot of homeless guys, probably, I don't know if any homeless gals really, but mostly guys, homeless guys to work at the store. It's a thrift store, so there's a lot of furniture and stuff that needs to get moved around, trucks to be unloaded, manual labor kind of stuff. And her experiences have been mixed with hiring homeless people, that sometimes you can find some that are actually really reliable and they have a good work ethic. And then even though they've been reliable and have a good work ethic, at some point they might fall off the wagon and become drunks and then completely change their their attitude and their willingness to show up on time. So it's sort of a bit of a roller coaster ride from my conversations with my mom about, you know, what it's been like hiring these.
But it's really a roller coaster when you're hiring anyone.
True.
Because you never know when somebody might just be an alcoholic, but they happen to have an apartment.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Very true.
Although, you know, hiring homeless guys, I think, has more often than not been a troublesome thing for her.
Right.
Her experience. Because a lot of them aren't on the street by choice. A lot of them are there because they can't manage their money or they can't manage their addictions, substance abuse, etc. I don't know what percentage of homeless people are there by choice, but I imagine it's less than 5% or less than 10%.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a very small percentage. But there's also people that are homeless because they've got different mental disorders.
Yep.
There are some people that are homeless because, you know, they just hit a string of bad luck and they're trying to get their life straightened out, right, and they can't seem to catch a break. So, you know, there's really a lot of reasons why people are homeless.
That's why I'm more inclined, as someone who does support local homeless help kind of charitable efforts, I'm more inclined to support the local privately run homeless shelter rather than give a homeless guy $5.
Sure.
Because the shelter is, at least here in Keene, there's one called 100 Nights. There's the government funded shelters, and then there's the mostly privately funded ones that I believe they're trying to take some government money or might have gotten a small amount, but it is still, for the supermajority part, privately funded. They provide a place for people to sleep on the 100 coldest nights of the year, and all year long they do provide sort of a resource center where homeless and down on their luck people can come in and they can look at job postings and they can get help with a resume and use a computer, you know, that kind of thing. Real basic stuff, but important stuff for the ones who really do want to kind of get back on their feet and become productive again. And I support, you know, charitable efforts that support folks like that.
Yeah, not absolutely.
Not just pure handouts.
And then, like, the local soup kitchen, even though the local soup kitchen kind of is a handout.
Yeah, oh yeah, it is.
Because anybody can go in to get a meal.
Yeah.
But at least it's giving someone food instead of giving them, here's $5.
Cash. Right.
Go buy food with this, and they're like, no, I'm going to go buy cigarettes.
And that's what I was always told. If you have to help someone who's standing out in the street holding up a sign, bring them food, because at least you know that it's going to keep them fed and give them energy, whereas,
right,
like you said, a dollar or five or ten or whatever goes to drugs, alcohol does not help
situation. If they refuse the food, then that's a good sign that they don't need it.
Yeah, that's a very good sign.
They wanted alcohol.
Or they might need the food, they just don't want the food, they would rather have other things.
Yeah.
Right.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You may share your thoughts here in the remaining moments. Coming up, a new radio station has gone on the air in Colorado Springs. We're not on it yet, but it's all about marijuana. I don't know if we would even qualify. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
On Monday, Josh Liebarger made his status
Case of the Mondays,
followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover?
We see an office party in your future,
hosted by you. Hashtag happy face, hashtag savings.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here and get on the radio with us at 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Skype usernames lrn.fm. But if you're not on now, it's probably too late. If you are on now, we'll do our best to get you on the air. If you don't get on tonight, we're on 7 nights a week. You can join us any old time you like over at freetalklive.com. Danica has stepped away from the third microphone to make room for a special last-minute guest. Kat Bleich is with us. Kat, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, as always, it is good to have you here. And you and John Bush, we had on the show almost for more than half the show last night. You guys are kicking off the Bitcoin bus tour.
Yes, we're kicking off right here, basically.
Kicking it off from New Hampshire. The bus is going to the shop tomorrow morning for some last-minute kind of checks and tweaks and tune-ups, and then you guys are going to be hitting the road tomorrow? Is that right?
Yes, tomorrow. We're going to be staying the night in New York City tomorrow, and tonight is actually our first night sleeping in the Bitcoin bus.
Now, is the New York thing, is there a conference going on there? What's going on?
No, there's not a conference. We're just going to be meeting up with some of our friends.
And then you're going to go south?
Yes, we're headed to Asheville after that, and we're going to spend several days there. There's going to be a Bitcoin meetup. There's going to be a little unschool meetup. We're going to get some work done with Justin and Shayla of the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, and then we're going to head to see my parents in Kansas City. Okay. And then to Houston, and then back to Austin.
Unconventional.com is the website where you guys are going to be chronicling things that are happening. Plus, you'll be podcasting, what, every other day, I think, something like that?
Yes, we're doing daily podcasts, but we're combining them into an every other day feed. Uh-huh. So you'll hear 2 days at a time every other day.
And the Bitcoin bus used to be the unschool bus.
That's right.
So I don't know if John discussed this last night. I certainly didn't hear the story. So how did the unschool bus become the Bitcoin bus?
Well, actually, I posted on Facebook asking if anyone had lived in an RV with a family before, because John and I were trying to downgrade our life and redesign our lifestyle, basically. And this long, epic conversation started on the thread, on the post, and essentially, Kelly, who was the former owner, was involved in the thread, and she PM'd me and was like, you know, maybe we'll give you the bus. I thought, give me the bus. Oh,
y'all,
my gosh.
Y'all had met previously,
We met at Porkfest a couple years ago, and they actually gave my daughter a travel hula hoop that she used for several years until she broke it.
That must have been a sad day.
It was a sad day.
So, but this is another Porkfest success story, right? Like, I mean, you make connections for a lifetime that you don't necessarily even know how relevant and important they're going to be until years later at Porkfest.
I mean, seriously, Porkfest has changed my life in so many ways. I could spend an hour talking about just that, you know.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, I figured out I was an anarchist on stage during Soapbox Idol at Porkfest. I was just giving a rant, and then I realized I'm a mother...
Thank you.
Anarchist, you know, and I just say, like, it came to me and I realized it, you know, that I don't need a leader. I'm my own leader.
And you're wearing one of your sponsors' t-shirts here, cheapair.com.
Yes, we love Cheap Air.
LRN.fm is sponsoring. You guys have got the banners applied, sort of these nice side graphics on the sides of the Bitcoin bus.
Thank you for helping facilitate that. It would not have happened without your help.
It was difficult, actually. It was a lot more work than I expected it to be, given that the first guy we tried to use, his computers failed, and we spent all this time sending him these graphics, and then we had to redo them to send them to this other place. And but we made it happen, and they actually look really great.
They look amazing.
You guys have some pictures I think you'll be posting at some point, so if people get to see it, they'll get a sneak peek before it maybe drives through where they happen to be. So you're coming in at the very end of Free Talk Live here, and we've been talking about homeless people and being homeless and helping homeless people and this sort of this kitchen place or the restaurant.
PB Jams in War Acres, Oklahoma. They had somebody dig through their dumpster. The owner decided to put up a sign on the dumpster and the front door that says, if you're digging through my dumpster for food, come in and I will give you a meal.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool. So the question was, you know, how would you feel about a place that you might eat at making that decision? Because some people would turn their noses up at that. Other people would, it would probably endear them even further to the sort of mom and pop place that we were discussing. So Ron is on the line in Tallahassee. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Kaplesh. Hello, Ron.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, years ago, about 40 years ago, I ran a shop when I was a student at FSU, and we worked on sports cars, and we just finished up a couple, and the shop was filthy. Guy walks in and says, have you got something I can do to make a little money? I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, if you sweep out the shop, I'll give you $5. Now, that was money back then, but He got all through and did a good job. I gave him his $5. There was a liquor store at the end of the street. We were about, maybe 200 feet from the corner. There was a liquor store on the right. There was a restaurant just down the street. We walked down there every day and had lunch. And he got to the end of the street and he looked to the right and he looked to the left. Saw the restaurant and big sign. Looked to the right, and I told him, you look around, tell Gus I sent you, he'll fix you up good. You can get all you can eat and change, too. Mm-hmm. And you can guess which one.
I went to the liquor store.
But it was his money.
His money. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you know, you paid him, you can't tell him what he can do with the money at that point. But if you're going to buy him something for free, then you buy him the meal.
That's his business, and he didn't ask for a handout. It was a legitimate deal.
Did you ever see him again after that?
No, never did. He was
must have been a hobo.
Passing through.
Yeah. But, all right, very good, Ron.
Some people go from town to town. Fake a heart attack, get a ride to the hospital, stay there until they get all checked out, and they have their Obama phones, they call their friends, well, I'm in Tallahassee now, and they're treating me real good up here at this hospital. I got a special ride in an ambulance, and of course, you know, in a couple of days, he walks out and go somewhere else.
Wow. That's interesting. I never heard that one before, but it makes sense, right? You go check in at a hospital, they're going to feed you while you're in there.
Yeah, and they'll feed you, take care of you, make sure you're okay.
Walk out on the bill.
But will they buy you liquor?
No, probably not. No. Ron, thanks for the call tonight, but maybe they'll raid the, what is it, that some bums like to go and get their hands on, like, mouthwash. They'll if it's, if for instance, it's like a Blue Sunday or something where they can't buy liquor or alcohol because of state rules, they'll go into Walgreens, you know, 3 in the morning, it's past alcohol sales time or whatever, they'll just buy some, you know, Listerine.
Yeah,
drink that.
Yummy.
Yeah, let's go to Abel. He's on the line. Abel, you're with us via Skype from New Hampshire, I presume?
Yeah, hey. Absolutely.
Go ahead, sir.
Good to talk to you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I, just the idea of, you know, going ahead and taking the peanut butter sandwich is a great thing, but you know and a great offer and everything, but I think that there's something to the idea of people that are in this realm of kind of on the other side of the you know, the we're poor line. You know, some of them are very proud people and they want to, you know, take advantage of duly discarded materials. The amount of food that gets thrown away.
That's true.
I know someone who used to, you know, we have a Trader Joe's here in Nashua, New Hampshire, and they we had one of our Free State people we knew used to take his pickup truck down and the Trader Joe's would, you know, whenever that was out of date. I mean, it was all wrapped up.
Still good. They just can't sell it.
They can't sell it. They throw it in. And I think they were deliberately offering it up, basically, to anyone who wanted to haul it away.
Sure.
At least then they didn't have to have their dumpster empty quite as often.
Well, I know that's one of the things the local food bank does is the local community kitchen is they'll get donations of, like, you know, pastries from Panera Bread, you know, stuff that they can't use after a certain period of time, but they can still eat it.
And I think people, you know, want to choose that and want to take care of that resource and as opposed to, you know, having it just rot.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective, looking at it as going to waste otherwise. Thanks, Abel, for the call. Rollo is in Dallas, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rollo.
It's Rollo.
And Rollo.
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
All right. What's on your mind tonight?
I would just speak a little bit about isolationism.
Ooh, you know, I love that. But unfortunately, Rollo, you've called at the very end of the program tonight, as apparently everyone decided to do. But if you want to call us tomorrow, because we can't address isolationism in a 20-second soundbite. That's just not going to work.
Sure.
I don't want to lead you on or anything like that. I want to give you time to talk about this. So if you call tomorrow night, now Saturday is one of our busiest nights on Free Talk Live, so you'll have to call at the very beginning of the show, which if you're in Texas will be 6 o'clock Central Time. Give us a call then, and we'll open the show up and talk about isolationism. I think it'd be a very interesting topic for a Saturday night. So please do that, Rollo, if you can. If not Saturday night, call any night of the week. But just call earlier than the very final segment. And so thanks for the call tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime. And check out unconventional.com for more Caplish.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.